Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Who do you like? Why I didn't really like the Patriots tomorrow? Why I thought the Chiefs were going to be able to cover that 7 points, even though Bill Belichick, throughout his career, has been very good against the spread when he's been an underdog. Like, we're going to get into all that Celtics offseason stuff. What should they do with Marcus Smart? What should they do with Gordon Hayward? What do you make of the comments, shameful comments, in my opinion, that Danny Ainge had made about this team and not feeling all that bad about it, that they underachieved against the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals? It's going to be all that, and then 10 minutes in, we find out that, what? Cam Newton, Patriots starting quarterback Cam Newton, has tested positive for the coronavirus last night, out for Sunday's game against the Kansas City Chiefs. Within like 20 minutes of that news breaking, we find out that that game has been postponed, and we're still waiting to hear whether or not it's going to be played on Monday night or on Tuesday night.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Honda. You're listening to Gasper and Murray.
Fantastic chemistry.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We just gotta, you know, play Patriot football. Simple. And if we do that, control the line of scrimmage, you know, stick to the keys to win, you know, we really can't just focus on something that we cannot control. And that's being, you know, the defense. We know we have to play complementary football throughout this game, and we're putting ourselves stacking practices on top of practices that gives us enough confidence going into the game on Sunday.
All right, Patriots quarterback Cam Newton, who tested positive for COVID-19, out against the Kansas City Chiefs, game not being played tomorrow. Ian Rappaport of NFL Network also tweeting with Cam Newton out against the Chiefs due to the COVID-19 positive test. The Patriots are expected to start Brian Hoyer against Kansas City, whenever it is. Not a surprise, as he was the other quarterback active besides Newton. Take that, Jarrett Stidham, and those of you who want Jarrett Stidham to start this game, like Chris Gasper.
So basically, even in a plague-like pandemic, Jarrett Stidham can't get on the field.
That is true. They have lost all faith in Jarrett Stidham. Maybe it's because he wasn't as dedicated this offseason. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, that kid don't have it anymore. That's, man, that is That is one 180 of a story. Because last year, oh boy, we've never seen a rookie quarterback throw this good at camp ever, were some of the reports. This is the heir apparent to Tom Brady. Now, he's not even considered when the starting quarterback gets COVID-19.
So, you know what would be really bad? Like, what happens if, and I hope this doesn't happen, but I am nervous if this is not a false positive for Cam Newton. If indeed he does have COVID-19,
mm-hmm.
again, I would think his proximity would put Brian Hoyer in danger. I was just texting with an NFL player, and they were saying that they have these devices, these tracers that all these guys are wearing on their wrists, and it tells you if you come in, you know, contact with some. Basically, the team knows. Like, it tells you if you come in contact with someone who later, has COVID. It traces and tracks all your steps. So obviously, Hoyer would be pretty close to Newton. So if he gets it, then what do you do? Like, would Bill be like, oh, now we'll play Stidham? Or would he basically be like, oh, you know, sorry, you're still not good enough. We're gonna run the Wildcat with Julian Edelman, or, you know, whatever they're going to do. Like, what would it take for Stidham to see the field this year is basically my question.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's truly in case of emergency break glass. Everyone would have to be riddled with it, and he's like their only option. Because it feels like they've lost complete faith in him, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it kind of feels like Bill would, you know, I can't do the Bill voice. I know you can do it, but, you should do the Bill voice right now, calling Zoe and being like, Zoe, you available Sunday?
Zoe, like, we still need you. We got a 16 jersey ready to go. Get on the field.
See, I'll dance for Chris.
See, it's the best. See, that's good. If I could do the voice, I would have done it. But I can't do the voice. But, I mean, seriously, I mean, I almost think they'd rather put Zoe on the field than Stidham.
Probably, yeah, at this point, yeah.
I mean, that's, wow.
I mean, he was shouting them out earlier in the season, right? Like, wasn't in one of those pregame press
Stid?
Conferences?
Yeah. What happened to Stid? Do they still call him Stid? Is that how you know you're out? When he goes from calling you Stid to he's like, Jarrett's not going to play.
No, I just call him Suck. Dan in the car on Cam Newton. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I appreciate you guys. You guys are awesome. My question is, prior to this whole thing, there were supposed to be fans in this game, correct? Or like 20,000 or something like that?
Yeah, Kansas City so far, I think it was only one game thus far that they had like close to 17,000 for their opener.
So let me ask you this. Has there been any announcement if on the postponement, if it happens to be on Tuesday or whatever, are they going to be allowed in? And if so, actually, my main point is, when is the NFL actually going to stop trying to be cute and just do like the other major teams and just not have it?
Yeah, I dropped off. I don't know. They've left it up to the states and these owners individually whether or not they want to have fans in the stands. In Kansas City, they're allowing it. We played some of the Jerry Jones audio earlier. They've had up to, I think it's close to 25,000. That's the most in the league. I don't know. And you've now had the practice squad quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs also test positive overnight. I don't know if that changes things. I know of someone that was actually flying out there for that game, Chris, that was going and had tickets.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's one of the dudes. He's like a huge Celtics fan. He has like a kind of a following in terms of Celtics people on Celtics fans on Instagram. He calls himself Green Runs Deep. Good dude. Met him a few times at some games. But I saw him like posting earlier, it's like that he's flying to Kansas City to go to this game and he had tickets. I should have DM'd him. Like, how the hell did that even happen? Like, I thought that was only for like local residents, Chiefs season ticket holders.
That's a great point. Like, so during the Patriots bye week, I looked at potentially, can you go to this college football game or that college football game? It's not going to happen because most of these places you have to be a student or a faculty member to even go to the games.
So, I don't know. Good for him for finagling it, but I hope he feels like he didn't waste his time.
I hope he's not already on the flight.
Oh, no, he was already on the flight.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
Imagine finding that out.
To Kansas City?
Able to connect to Wi-Fi mid-flight to hell Kansas City, and you realize, oh, no. At least the barbecue is good. I think
the barbecue is good. Now, question for you. Gates or Bryant's or Oklahoma Joe's?
Oak Joe's, yeah.
Honestly, I've never had Oklahoma Joe's.
Oh, Chris.
Is it better? So it's better than Gates and Bryant's?
I think it's the best I've ever had. Oklahoma Joe's, their burnt ends and their sides. The fries, I still think, I went to Oklahoma Joe's 10, 9? Like a decade ago. It's closer I still think about those fries.
Really?
Yeah, that place is ridiculous. It's in a gas station. For those of you who have ever watched the Food Network before, like they're always like, pulling their pants down to Oklahoma Joe's. I think they just go by like Joe's now, but Joe's American Barbecue. But the place is, it'll like crush your soul. It's
really
so good.
Oh, better. So I've never been. So the best barbecue place I've ever been to was, now I'm drawing a blank. This the place in Austin.
Oh no, not the don't tell me. Damn you! You don't remember what it is.
I know, I can't remember it.
Wait, because if it's what it is, if it's the place I think you're thinking of, I'm gonna.
We both doing. So anyway, that's. I've never been to Dreamland. I hear Dreamland. Have you been to Dreamland?
No.
In Alabama, that's supposed to be like legendary.
What's the place? Did you have to like? It's bring your own beers. You had to drive a ways to it.
No, it was. I mean, you had to wait outside and.
Son of a gun.
Yeah,
it's gonna drive me crazy.
Well, we can move. I'll find it. We can move on.
There was one of those places that everyone's like, "Are you gonna try this?"
Franklin
place?
Barbecue.
Oh no, that's not what I was thinking.
Franklin Barbecue is the best barbecue place I've ever been to. It's really good.
God, I've been to so many of these like raggedy ass cities throughout the country for like,
Franklin. Franklin is really, really good.
Wacky trip that I take with my friends every single year, and I like it all. Is just like made my mind into my brain into mush. I've been to so many of these places I can't even remember half of them.
But I've heard Dreamland is supposed to be like the spot. You're saying Oklahoma Joe's. The place you sent me to in St. Louis was really good.
Smokey O's.
Yeah, that place was really good.
And then what was the one? Wait, Dreamland is that down in Birmingham?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, I went there.
Oh, remember you have been yeah, there. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. So Oklahoma Joe's or Dreamland?
Yeah, no, Oak Joe's.
Really?
Yeah.
Better than Dreamland.
I thought so.
Because Dreamland is like legendary. That's supposed to be like the spot.
And so concludes the barbecue talk here on Gasper and Mark. See, we're open to...
We're full service.
Yeah, full service operation here. We're open to talk about just about anything. Tom in UNH on this whole COVID Patriot situation. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. First off, Big Jim, you need your own show, man. You're the GOAT. Like you're
that's true.
Goat.
I agree. He is the GOAT. He should have his own.
Chris Gasper, you're just as good too, my man.
Oh no, I'm not. I've just found my niche as the world's straightest straight man.
Nice. Especially on Fridays, I got to listen to the Gasper Hour. I didn't appreciate Felger ripping you yesterday. That was pretty upsetting.
It's okay.
No. So I'm a diehard Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I'm in total backup with the built-in bye. Because the Steelers are now getting punished too, now having to play 13 straight weeks, getting through to their week 7 bye. So I really think the league has to do something with building in that bye week. I just, 13 straight weeks out of nowhere, practicing half the week, I just don't think that's fair either. So
I agree. No, I think you're totally right. And that's a great point. It's not just, the teams that are having positive cases. And in this case, the Kansas City Chiefs have a positive case of their own, a guy in the practice squad. But it's the teams that are affected moving forward, the teams that are slated to play these teams or the teams that are slated to play them the next week. So the Buffalo Bills, what's going to happen with the Bills? They're supposed to be the next opponent for the Tennessee Titans. I just think at a certain point, there is enough of a cascade effect that the league has to do something that's league-wide. Like right now, I feel like the league is sort of looking at this and they're a little bit in triage mode. They're just putting a tourniquet on this, here and there and where they can. But at some point, you need a larger approach and a larger solution to be able to deal with than just, okay, a problem popped up over here and, I'll stick my finger in the dam and there's a number, you're going to run out of fingers. You have to have, I think, a comprehensive, universal approach to how you're going to do this and what you're going to do.
Let me tell you something, Chris. I've run out of fingers before, too. Extremely problematic. But that's why I get that lotion that I mentioned earlier when I was talking about punishment. So.
See, I just got to dance for Chris. And I can dance for you, too, on Cameo. Just $15. Find me on there. No, you're right in that it feels like it's gone from... Because I felt like it was like, this is a blip. And I felt like baseball had a blip and everyone made too much about it and freaked out with the Marlins and the Cardinals. And see, they made the playoffs. And the Marlins, they beat the Cubs. They've never lost a playoff series. But now it does feel kind of teetering, now that you especially have a big name like Cam Newton with a positive test, too. Because I've been under the impression for me, Chris, that the league's just going to move on. Throw a jersey on a janitor if you have to. We're going to play these games. Now, it feels like the NBA-ish when everything broke back in the spring. Remember those times? Oh, it just gets worse. Gasper Murray here on 98.5 of Sports Up. The Salt Lick, by the way, was the place that I was thinking of that I went to Austin. Went to in Austin, and it absolutely blew.
You go down. Oh, no. Oh, they listened to the show.
The Salt Lick?
Yeah, because they follow me on Twitter. I've never been there, but they saw that I put barbecue aficionado on my thing, and they started following me, so I followed them back, and they're always really nice to me. I've never had the chance to go down there, but yeah, just be careful, because they're probably listening.
Yeah, it's like they got one in the airport down there, too, to use my friend.
I had the one in the airport. I thought that was good.
Oh, no. It's my friend Keith, who refresh my memory on this, is right to say they're like the legal seafoods of barbecue. It's like fine, and it's all overhyped. Okay, we have a couple of segments to go. More of your thoughts on this big story with Cam Newton, the positive COVID test for Cam Newton. No game tomorrow, Patriots-Chiefs. Is it going to be played this week? Do you want it even to be played this week? Do you want it pushed off later so it's a little bit more competitive that you have Cam Newton starting and not suck Brian Hoyer, who would be starting if it's going to be played on Monday or Tuesday night? Your thoughts on all of this, 617-779-0985. It's Gasper and Murray.
Gasper and Murray. Gasper and Murray. Gasper and Murray. Gasper and Murray. On 98.5, the sports.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
This is Gasper and Murray.
You will listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's Gasper and Murray, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Trying to run through as many of your calls here as we can with your thoughts on the big news of the day. Cam Newton testing positive for COVID-19. That started with that. And him being ruled out for tomorrow's game against the Kansas City Chiefs. And now that game has been postponed. Still waiting to hear whether or not that's going to be scheduled for Monday night or Tuesday night or maybe further on down the road. Because we talked to Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal, earlier this hour. And he was right to point out that's how the NFL was talking about this week's Titans-Steelers game initially. We'll just push it to Monday or Tuesday night. We'll still play the damn thing. And then more positive tests came out for Tennessee, Chris, yeah. And now it's going to be pushed to Week 7, October 25th.
Well, talking to a source that I know in Tennessee, and this person was saying to me that there's some belief down there that they think that their plane ride might have been the last game that they played on the road. That might have been what caused it.
Really?
Yeah. That game was at Minnesota, right?
Correct.
They think that it might have been like whoever had it, whoever's patient zero or whatever was on the plane, and that it spread on the plane.
Huh. But don't they test before they get on? So could it have been someone that worked?
Well,
for
but again, the incubation period, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been, but I just the incubation period, like they're, you know, so who knows? I mean, they had, I think Shane Bowen, who is their outside linebackers coach and defensive play caller, didn't make the trip because he had tested positive. So other people had been around him, obviously. Now they did the testing. People came up negative, but again, there's this incubation period, and then there might have been somebody on the plane who was this is all speculation. It was a carrier, and you know, that's sort of how it went. I mean, it's all speculation by everybody at this point, but I only bring it up just because the idea of the Patriots getting on a plane tomorrow or Monday, I don't think is very wise, to be honest.
Yeah, and we were, you know, trying to figure out, and Greg didn't know the answer to this either. What happens with a player or a team and the Players Association if a player rightfully, I think, well, it's within their rights to say, look, I'm not comfortable getting on a plane right now. We don't know, even though we have negative tests right now, if it's incubating inside someone. Like, I'm not getting on a plane. I have a pregnant wife at home, or like, yeah. I have a mom that has diabetes or something like that. Like, the hell with this. Can the team find them? Would they, you know, like, I don't know what that is. Like, I would think, even though it would kind of suck and I would understand, I get, like, not that I would agree with it, but I would understand why a coach, ownership, teammate would look at that player side-eyed and be like, well, I'm getting on it. You can't, like, the hell's wrong with you? Like, you know what I mean? Like, they would kind of be
I wouldn't get on it.
They'd be wearing that scarlet letter, I think, in the eyes of some teammates.
Well,
and
the other thing with the Patriots is they do have the two planes. Remember, what was it last year, the Houston game? They had guys who were sick,
yeah.
And they separated people out. Now,
Yeah.
That's not going to fix everything, but they probably can socially distance more than the average team by using both planes. So maybe that's how they sell it to the players. Maybe there's one plague plane where they just put everybody that maybe was in contact with Newton on that plane and just try and separate him. I don't know. I'm speculating. I don't know the answer. But if I'm the NFL or the Patriots, I'm looking at all possible contingencies for how I get those players to Kansas City and how I can do it in a way that minimizes the risk of them being packed into a plane, whether it's two planes, three planes, no planes, 60-something rental cars. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the answer is. I have no idea. But if I'm the NFL right now and the Patriots, I am pursuing all possible avenues for travel that can minimize condensing all these guys in on a plane, because I think that's an issue, and it may, I'll stress this, may have been an issue in Tennessee.
Hmm. Andrew in Waltham on this situation. Go ahead. You're next here on Gasper and Murray. Hello.
Hey, guys. The Pats game had moved to Tuesday. I'm not sure that's going to happen yet, but because of the Titans result. But the Chiefs playing three games in 10 days, that's like practically criminal. I mean, the Thursday night games are kind of criminal as it is.
Yeah.
But you think it's possible that the Chiefs Thursday night game could get flexed to Sunday? I know it's like the NFL giving up a prime revenue spot Thursday night, but they could flex that game to Sunday and, you know, give them a little more time to get ready.
They have to be. Thanks for the call. They have to be willing to do that because,
yeah.
Again, if you don't know, one of the reasons that the Chiefs would likely not want to play this game Tuesday night is they would have three games in 10 days. And the caller's right. Like, that's criminal. You can't do that. Like, in terms of, well, just the whole way that the league talks about player safety, and we know we do that. You know, they do that with like a wink, wink, nudge, nudge. They truly don't care that much. The sport is inherently violent. So it's just lip service. But three games in 10 days, Chris, like if I'm a player, I go right to the association and say, like, no, we're not doing this. Like,
yeah.
Absolutely not.
Well, that's what I want to know. And I haven't heard a lot from what's the players association role and what's the guidance that they're giving the players at this point in terms of, okay, you know, what are they telling them to do? And what rights do they have? I'm hoping that the players association is doing that and letting these guys know what their rights are and giving them some sort of guidance and advice on how to handle this from a family situation. I mean, this is not sort of your typical NFL, you know, situation where like, oh, you know, the coach says I have to play outside linebacker and I want to play inside linebacker or vice. No, this is completely different from that. Like just blindly following whatever the head coach says on this. No, thanks. That's not for me.
I know you had a thought on Major League Baseball now that the playoffs are underway and how they're handling this, and you feel like, you know, going forward, how they're handling the championship series and the World Series is negligent.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I mean, they got the players to agree to a bubble, and they're doing this. You have it set up for the divisional series in the AL and the NL, California being used for the AL, Texas being used for the NL, and then the World Series obviously will be in Arlington, Texas. So you set this up so you can make sure you can complete the season and you minimize risk. But then all of a sudden you're going to say that you're going to have fans allowed into the NLCS and the World Series? What? You're going to have 10,000 fans there all of a sudden? 10,550 fans. I'm sorry. There'll be 11,500 fans that will be able to attend the World Series and the NLCS at Globe Life Field in Arlington. So what's the testing? Are you testing all those fans? What's the protocol for them? What's the point of having a bubble if you're just going to let people from the outside into it and let fans into the game? To me, this is greed overriding common sense and best practices for COVID safety.
At this point, it just doesn't make that much sense for me. I look, I get all these they're no different than any other company. You're trying to bring in as much revenue as you possibly can in what's been an extremely difficult year. But at this point, you were able to weather the storm as Major League Baseball. And you certainly had one with those outbreaks that you had with the Marlins and Cardinals. But at this point, you've made it this far. Like, don't bring in the fans. It's just, it's
kind of, doesn't make sense. And I just feel like
it's counterproductive. It's stupid.
I agree. And I feel like MLB has just done so much wrong this year, going back to the protracted negotiations with the players and dragging that out. And then you end up, you know, the regular season was too gimmicky and too short. The postseason's too gimmicky and too long. I honestly really have not. I probably sat down for the first time last night and really watched one of these playoff games, because to me, they've been meaningless. You know, I watched the Padres-Cardinals game. It was a decisive game. There wasn't a, you know, the NBA Finals were on too, but that game sort of got away pretty quickly. So I watched some of that game. And you know what I saw? I saw the Padres use 9 different pitchers in 9 innings for a shutout. It's the first time in Major League history. It's the most pitchers ever used in a shutout, regular season or postseason. This is the product. Nick, not only do you have an inflated postseason with 16 teams, which is way too, I mean, this has convinced me for good that 16 is too many. They shouldn't be doing this. I would be okay if they took what they have now, which is 10 teams, and instead of making that wild card play-in game just a single game, if they made that a 3-game series, I'd be cool with that. Or even if they want to go to 12 teams, 6 per league, I'd be okay with that. But 16, this is absurd. And then to watch that, the Padres changing pitchers every inning, this is the product. And now you're going to have the, and just to speak about competitive integrity, how is it fair for the NL team, the representative, to have to play the NLCS with fans in there, and meanwhile in the AL, the ALCS, there'll be no fans? Why? How are you doing that, and why are you doing that, and how is that, from a competitive standpoint, how is that equal?
No, it's not. No, the whole thing is half-assed.
Exactly.
Because that's how we do it in America. Half-assed. That's the American way. Johnny in the car on the Patriots in this whole story. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, great. First off, love the show. I have a few points. One being, did Stidham just solidify himself as like a huge loser? Because I mean, he's third string, and I think it's just the biggest case of the yips of all time. That second string was, I mean, the backup spot was his to lose. Second off, I'll ask my question and then hop off. But I wanted to know, say you're hopping on a flight to Arrowhead tomorrow. Hypothetically, pre-COVID, who are your 3 running backs? Because I know, Murray, I think it's Harris, White, and Burkhead for you. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, you nailed it.
But
yeah.
Wanted to hear Gasper's take, because I just don't really understand the logic behind, you know, Sony Michel just had a 120-yard game. And yeah, don't get me wrong, I understand that freaking, who knows? Who knows who could have run through those holes? But I think it's just hard to finally, he has 120 yards, and then you're going to take the wind out of his sails right there for a guy who has 4 total rushing attempts in his NFL career.
And Johnny, I'm going to let you go on that. Yeah, he was right. That would be my 3. And I'm only basing the Harris thing, Chris, on selfishly, I finally want to see him get on the field. And I've also been told time and again that he had a really good camp. He was one of the standouts of the Patriots training camp. He's back off IR, so I would go Harris, Burkhead, and James White, who's back after a couple of weeks of dealing with the tragedy to his family. Michelle, he had a good week last week, but like, I'm good. I'd rather go with those 3. You?
Well, Michelle has a calf injury, so it was not automatic, you know, he's going to play anyway.
Or was that a convenient excuse?
Ooh.
For the team, I'm saying. Like, oh, yeah, you're dinged up. We're going to go with Harris.
I hadn't thought about that. I mean, Harris would be in there for me. I would go Harris, Burkhead, and White, which I think is the same that you guys had.
All right. With that, we will wrap things up here as we want to do week in, week out. Even on a day when there's big breaking news like this. I was asking Chris during a commercial break, have we ever had a show, a Gasper Murray on a Saturday, where we've had big breaking news like this? I don't think so. I think maybe the closest is when Tuukka Rask tapped out of that Ottawa game like 3 years ago, the last game
of
the season.
Yeah, we had that.
I think that was about it.
What about Antonio Brown? That was like percolating while we were on the air.
Yeah, okay.
And then maybe but I don't think the signing was like official by the time.
Right, by the time we got off the air, they made it official, I think, about a half hour later.
But that sort of was happening.
Yeah, this was exciting today. I mean, it's not great news, Cam Newton with the COVID-19 and this game getting postponed. But, you know, I think we handled it in stride.
Well, you know, like your lovely wife said, you wanted some content.
That's right. I was bitching earlier today. I'm like, I don't want to rehash the same crap from the week. And she texts me like 10 minutes in. Well, you got your content. Yes, thank you, Jasmine. With that, let's wrap up. Like I said, we're wanting to do 5 questions for Chris Gasper. Got nothing to do with sports.
I got 5 questions for Chris Gasper of Channel 5. I got 5 questions that got nothing to do with sports. I got 5 questions.
5! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5!
I got 5 questions. I hope this segment ain't too wild.
All right, question number 1, Chris. This was actually a question submitted via Twitter from someone listening today that wanted to know, Chris Gasper, what is your favorite Treehouse of Horror segment? Well, we're always quick with the Simpsons references on this show.
That is so tough.
We're in October. It's Halloween season. So.
Oh, I'm trying to think. Oh, man, there's so many, and I'm just, like, drawing a blank, like, off the top of my head about, like, very specific ones. But I'm always down for Treehouse of Horrors.
I'll give you mine. Okay. It's always, and it still holds up to this day, as most of those early mid-90s Simpsons episodes do. When Homer forgets to buy Bart the birthday gift, and he goes to the local evil store, and he buys the evil Krusty the Clown doll.
Oh, yes, that's a great one.
You get a free frozen yogurt, which I call Froget. That's good. But the Froget's also cursed. That's bad. And then, they switch it from evil to good at the end, and then he's like, I love you. That one's my absolute favorite.
That's a good one.
Question number 2, Chris. On average, how many hours of sleep do you get a night?
Probably like 6.
And you're like up late, 2, 3 in the morning. Sometimes I'll wake up 9, 10-ish because I'm a slob. And I'll see like a text from you at like 3 a.m. Like, go to bed, dude. It's just not healthy.
I know. I'm a night owl. I can't help it.
Question number 3. What's an expression or word you don't like when people use it? I would say young people. YOLO, bae.
I don't like bae. I think bae is dumb.
I'll tell you the one that really, now, again, I'm an old man now, so I get to say this and get mocked for it. But
I'm also not a big fan of lit.
Lit, I'm okay with. The references to music now, that song slaps or that's a bop, I cringe. Like, I just say you like the song. Sounds good.
I haven't heard slap.
Oh, really? Oh, God. That song slaps. Oh, like they'll slap you across the effing face.
I haven't heard that one. Bop, I've heard. I know someone who uses bop, and she's very talented.
Question number 4. If you were in an annoying celebrity draft,
yes,
who would be your top pick?
Oh, this woman on E that I despise, Morgan something.
Let's see who this is.
Oh, just terrible. My wife's always watching E, and she's just the most vapid human being on the planet.
Morgan from E. Morgan Stewart, is that who it is?
Yeah, she hosts that Daily Pop show. Oh, it's so bad. Oh, God. She's just awful.
Is this one of Martha Stewart's daughters?
I don't think so, but she's like rich. She's like a rich kid. That she was on like the rich kid show, and then they just basically gave her a job. Yeah, she's at the top of my list.
All right, so this something doesn't make sense here. Because from an aesthetic standpoint, like, how do you not like this girl?
What do you mean?
I mean, this is like Chris Gasper to a T. Like, why don't you look up? I don't buy this for a second.
No, I'm serious. This woman, and I used to dislike Kat Sadler on there. There's something about some of the people they hire on E that drives me nuts. No, she's not like attractive.
Yeah,
this is not a Chris Gasper special. Kristen Cavallari is a Chris Gasper special.
Oh, you'd be excited to know my wife just bought her latest cookbook. The Kristen Cavallari cookbook, which had like all kinds of fall delicious treats and stuff in there, and she made some great muffins. Kristen Cavallari, turns out she can cook. Chris, didn't know if you could know that.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know that.
Of course you did. Mine is Trevor Noah, forever
really?
And always. Oh, he drives me crazy.
You don't like Trevor Noah?
I do not. Just it's not. He's not funny. I don't find him funny at all. I know.
I will
it's all
say, man,
but
I like him. I think he's good sometimes, but I will generally agree with you. He's not that funny.
Not at all. Like, so if you want to do like a political show, fine, but don't like market yourself as like funny guy stand-up, because final question. Apparently, Chris, clam chowder, the people are saying, is the trendiest fall food. I don't know if I believe that, but what is your favorite of the fall foods? Are you a pumpkin spice guy? Apple cider donuts?
Favorite of the fall foods?
Apple crisp?
I would have to say sweet potatoes. I love sweet potatoes.
Isn't that an anytime food,
though? Is that an anytime food? Yeah, I feel like sweet potato pie.
Okay. If you want to go pie, maybe a little whipped cream on top.
Or a nice, how about this? A nice a nice bisque, you know?
Oh, I love a bisque.
I love a great bisque.
Lobster bisque, tomato bisque with a nice grilled cheese sandwich.
Isn't there like a squash? That's not squash. What's the vegetable I'm trying to think of?
Pumpkin?
Pumpkin bisque, sweet potato bisque. I guess that goes back to the sweet potato thing, but a nice bisque.
Well, there you go.
I mentioned the bisque.
I'm a crisp guy. I will go with apple, blueberry, any of those crisps. And again, still looking at this Morgan Stewart. I refuse to believe you don't like
No, I seriously don't. No. Do you really think, I don't want to get into grading somebody aesthetically on the air, but you really think like that's my, I'll just boil it down. You really think like I'll just like any old blonde I find attractive?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Especially
thanks, Jim.
On TV.
Thanks,
like a TV.
Jim. Appreciate
a,
it. Thank you, man.
A TV
thanks.
Blonde.
I have higher standards than that. Thanks a lot. That's what you think of me.
Especially when she's been on a show called Rich Kids of Beverly Hills.
Like, oh, she was terrible on it. She's so vapid. I can't stand her.
I don't believe any of this for a second.
No, I don't. Oh,
all right, so concludes our show for today. Coming up next, Ryan Johnston. I see that. Who is he with? Is it just him solo? Hook. Oh, all right, Ryan Johnston, Marshall Hook coming up next. Of course, they're going to be talking about the big story of the day. Cam Newton, test positive for COVID. No Pats game tomorrow. You want to get on with them, 617-779-0985. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Chris, always a pleasure.
Yeah, this was certainly interesting. So,
yeah, that's one way of putting it. Yeah. And I'll talk to you Monday with Phil Gray Maz. Goodbye.
Stay tuned for more Gasper and Murray on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
From the Town Fair Tire Studios, Boston's home for sports is WBZ-FM and HD Boston, 98.5, the Sports Hub, the Beasley Media Group station. Sports Hub headlines.
New England Patriots quarterback Cam Newton testing positive for the coronavirus overnight. He is out against the Kansas City Chiefs, and now that game has also been postponed, and it will either be scheduled Monday or Tuesday night. Patriots have not experienced any additional positive tests. A total of 8 Tennessee Titans players have tested positive for COVID-19 this week after another player and 2 staff members tested positive Saturday. In all, 16 members of the Titans organization have tested positive in the past week, so the game between Tennessee and Pittsburgh postponed from tomorrow and rescheduled for Week 7. That's October 25th with a 1 o'clock kickoff. Hall of Famer Bob Gibson, St. Louis Cardinals ace, has passed away at age 84. The Detroit Tigers reportedly considering Alex Cora for their managerial opening. Also under consideration is A.J. Hinch, who was fired by the Houston Astros in January. And the Lakers now lead the NBA Finals over the Miami Heat 2-0 after their 124-114 win over the undermanned Heat last night. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Safety Insurance, providing comprehensive coverage for your auto, home, and business. Ask your independent agent about safety.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.